You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. The house of pain is in effect, y'all. I say the house of pain is in effect.
You know the house of pain is in effect, y'all. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura alongside Andrew Gribble checking in for Matt Wilhelm, who's out on vacation today and tomorrow. Andrew, Joe Thomas's comments, we talked about those. Let's talk Johnny Manziel for a second. You know, we got a question here from WebDog61. Assuming he is there, does Manziel's performance at the OTAs affect how the Browns draft?
I don't think so.
I don't think it has anything to do with his actual physical performance. It has going to have, I think, a lot to do with who he is, what he shows, what the sense of it is that you get from him as a guy. The talent is there, and he's going to get his reps as the offseason goes on. But to me, it's much more about if he is the guy that you hoped he would be. As Joe Thomas said, I hope he comes back. He's fully dedicated. Being the quarterback of the Browns is his sole goal in life. And if he comes back with that mindset, I think the mindset he returns with will be every bit as important as the more so even than the performance at OTAs.
Well, clearly, I think the aspect that's most important with what he does when he's back here is how he is in the room with offensive coordinator John DeFilippo, kind of diving into certain stuff like that. I don't know what they can and can't do per NFL rules. I'm just kind of spitballing here what they can discuss. But I don't know if you can change your draft mindset no matter how Manziel comes back here, because at the end of the day, you're still holding this draft before an actual football game is played. So I don't know if you change your mindset at all. I mean, do you disagree with that? Do you think that you can make a read that quickly? Because it would be, at most, you got 10 days between the start of OTAs and the first round of the draft.
Yeah, I don't know that you can. I think you'll get a sense of how he interacts with his teammates and how they respond to him and all of that. So I think it can help you, but I don't know if you're going to make that definitive of a decision. Now, remember, Chris Mortensen said the Browns are 90% done with him. I don't believe that to be the case, but that's what he's saying, and Peter King was saying that it's 100% correct. So two guys that you would think are plugged in saying that. So I'm not sure entirely what's going on behind those closed doors. And then you have the story that came out today. I don't know if you saw that yesterday from Chat Sports saying that Johnny Manziel, right now the Browns have offered Johnny Manziel, it sounds like their second round pick number 43 overall to Philadelphia for Sam Bradford.
I agree with you. I just don't see that. I see Manziel being on this roster into this season. I see that. That would be a little too far fetched for me.
I think that he's going to be on this roster as well. It just from a roster building standpoint, you would have to be incredibly convinced that Sam Bradford is the guy beyond question. And I don't think Sam Bradford has shown that thus far in his career. He's looked good. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, especially in Philadelphia. But you've got the injury issues. You'd be giving up basically a first and a second for Sam Bradford.
And I get the connection people
and
are
the
trying,
money yeah, as well.
I get what people are trying, how people are trying to connect this, because one, the Browns have been reportedly linked to Bradford in the last month or so, back when he was still with the Rams, and two, the Manziel connection to Chip Kelly. You know, he was recruited to Oregon initially, I believe, committed there or was going to commit, but Mariota then committed there and he went elsewhere. So I get that connection. I don't. And I know that Kelly is confident in his system no matter who the quarterback is and can maybe get something out of Manziel that other teams can't. But I just think that's a little too much. I know we saw some fantasy football-type trades
Sure. This
season. I think that's just a little bit too much.
So this is what it says in the Chat Sports article. The Browns have not been willing to give up a first-rounder to get the deal done. The Browns started negotiations by offering their third-round pick along with Manziel and a recently budged to include their second-round pick, number 43 overall, but are not willing to go in the first round unless the Eagles offer more in return than Bradford. That just seems like such a steep price to pay, and you're so quick to give up on Johnny Manziel. And you have to remember, too, it's not like it's a new front office here. These right. are the guys that drafted Johnny Manziel in the first round and believed that Johnny Manziel was the top quarterback, and he was top quarterback on the Browns board. They selected him. To turn around and say, we're done a year later, and we're not only done with him, we're giving up a second-round pick and Johnny for Sam Bradford. It seems far-fetched to me, but again, I don't know. It does seem, though, to me, a little bit wild and a little bit out there.
I mean, clearly the Browns aren't counting on Manziel to step in as this day one starter. I think they've gone to that step where they've surrounded him with options, and That's where Josh McCown comes in. He's a good safe option to have day one if Manziel or Shaw or someone else doesn't come in and seize that job. I think they've taken those steps, and I agree with you. I just don't think that extreme of a move would be in the cards.
I don't think so either. 216-578-0850. That's the way to get on with us here at Cleveland Browns Daily, not ClevelandBrowns.com. You're from ClevelandBrowns.com. You're our
you can listen to the show on ClevelandBrowns.com.
You can listen to it. You can listen to it also on the Browns mobile app. And I would recommend, if you're just joining us now, that you go back and look at what Dane Brugler had to say. You can get that on the app. He was with us for about a half hour, breaking down the draft. Very generous.
Might have to send him some swag or compensation.
Yeah, he was very good. Very good what he does. And I do recommend getting his draft guide. I'm going through it right now, and it's intense. Have you looked at it at all?
I've glanced at it. I've heard it seems like everyone who really invests themselves into the draft process, they're raving about it on Twitter. You don't see I see more support for what Dane does than maybe anyone else out there that does this for a living. He has this following that is growing and growing, and you listen to him. Just hear him talk. He's encyclopedic. I mean,
yes.
it's the same level as Kuiper, maybe without the hair.
And he starts at $7 to get this. So if you care about the draft and you want to know and get educated, $7, definitely worth it to check it out from Dane Brugler. Let's go to George in Chardon. George, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. A couple comments. Number one, I think Johnny will be on the roster at the beginning of the season for a couple reasons. Number one, I think at this point in time, based on on the amount of playing time that he had plus the problems that he has, I don't think he has any trade value anyway. If I were a GM on another team, he'd be in the last quarterback in the world that I'd be interested in trading for. And number two, talent wise, I'm not so sure about his talent levels. Heisman Trophy winner, great player in college, that means nothing. When it comes to professional football, or I shouldn't say it means nothing. It just means very little because of the tens of thousands of college players there are out there. Number one, a very small percentage make it to the NFL, and an even smaller percentage end up to be superstars. So, I'm willing to give the guy a chance to see what he's got this year because I don't expect the Browns to do much better than, four to six wins. But, one way or another, they have to find out if, in fact, that he does have the talent to play in the league and if, in fact, he can get past his personal problems.
That's what you want to find out. Does he have the talent to play in the league? I think you're exactly right. That is the ultimate question that is before us right now. Does he have the talent? And the only way you're going to find that out is if he comes out and is a different guy than the man who went into that rehab facility. That's the only way you're going to find out. And that's what I think Joe Thomas is saying. Hopefully he is that guy. I think his comments when you hear him were a little bit overblown. I don't know if they were, again, the most productive given the timing of it. But at the same time, I don't think they were hugely destructive. I think it was saying in many ways things that everybody knows to be true about what Johnny Manziel is going to have to do when he comes out of rehab to show this team, show this organization, show that locker room that he can be the guy to lead this team going forward.
Yeah, you don't see any headlines to say, like, Joe Thomas would be happy to see a change, Johnny Manziel. You're always going to gravitate from that position. ESPN's always going to gravitate toward that most juicy kind of quote that came out of that. That was a long interview with Joe Thomas. And I think Joe Thomas will be one of the happiest guys on the team if Johnny Manziel comes back and is a change guy and is that kind of quarterback that we saw at Texas A&M.
Everybody wants the Browns to have that franchise quarterback on their roster. And right now, the one guy who was drafted to be that is Johnny Manziel. So you have to hope that he can come out of it and be that guy that you are hoping and wanting him to be. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back here, we will get to the phones again. We'll look at your tweets, 216-578-0850. We'll also check in with the Gribbs on another thing that he's writing about how the Browns have kind of reshaped their locker room. Kevin Jones wrote it, but it's on ClevelandBrowns.com. We'll talk about that, how the Browns have reshaped their locker room with the veterans that they've added in free agency over the last couple of years. An interesting discussion, especially for a team that's got 10 picks, going to be adding in 10 more rookies, still a very young team, and a team that, with the compensatory picks, looks like they could have 11 picks again next year. So we'll talk about that. Take your phone calls, your tweets, at Nathan Zagura, at Andrew_Gribble, at Browns_Daily. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily.